Seattle is best known for companies like Amazon, Boeing, and Starbucks, but another industry is on the rise, the space industry. That space as in Final Frontier, the great cosmic worlds beyond Earth. Seattle's space economy has boomed in the last few years. Jason Andrews has been involved in the local space industry for almost 20 years. He's the CEO of Space Flight Industries. He told Marcy Silman why Seattle space industry is booming.
We are a leader in software, we are a leader in big data, and we are a leader in communications. You know, Elon Musk is down in Southern California in the Bay Area. He specifically came to Seattle because he could not lure software people to Southern California. So people are coming here because of the talent that we have and the expertise that we have. And I think you see that broadly. I mean, how many cranes are downtown? Everyone's coming here because of the people. So it's super exciting, I think, to be in Seattle at this time. For those of us who grew up here and live here, we're not super excited about the traffic and some of the other implications. But I think, you know, Seattle is becoming one of the nexuses for space, and it's just the beginning. It's going to grow significantly.
So is what's happening here, the kinds of companies that have located to this area, is the work they're doing particular to the Northwest, or do we see this mirrored in other centers where aerospace is big?
Seattle is leading the revolution of what we call new space, which is this commercialization of space. You know, the personalities of these individuals is they're pretty quiet and reserved, so you haven't heard a lot about it. But as far as the investments go, they're the largest commercial investments anywhere else in the country and, quite frankly, anywhere else on the planet.
So if we're talking about the space economy, my perception is that the federal government is not wanting to invest, despite the pleas of some well-known astrophysicists, is not wanting to invest more. It wants to invest less. So what we're seeing now is a total shift, or is there still going to be federal investment in this industry?
Well, there's a couple of major trends. First of all, our government is struggling from a budget standpoint. So they're trying to do more with less. And the only way they can do that is rely on commercial companies because of their bureaucracy and the way they go about that. So they're turning more and more capability over into the private sector. The other major trends that you're seeing is that there's this small satellite revolution. Typically, we've built these big monolithic satellites, which do a lot of things in one spacecraft. But now with the advent of these small spacecraft, we're starting to look at the planet in a whole new way, and it's creating a whole new economy that the government is really following instead of leading.
So where does spaceflight, your company, fit into that picture?
So we are the leader in the small satellite revolution. It's gaining momentum. It has been for the last 5 or 6 years. And so what we do is we build spacecraft that will sit on your table, your dining room table,
what?
Or on your desk. Yes. These things range from the size of a milk carton to the size of a waste paper basket. But the reality is, you know, with the revolution of Moore's Law and the power that sits in your pocket with your mobile technology, you apply that to spacecraft. Suddenly you can do amazing things in a small, low cost, and also low power platform. So you can afford to build these satellites now, instead of being hundreds of millions of dollars to put them on orbit, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to put them on orbit. So you can afford to put up a lot of them and create what we call constellations, multiple satellites that are kind of around the planet looking at it in real time.
I'm talking to Jason Andrews. He is CEO of Space Flight, which is a Seattle-based space company. You mentioned, no offense to you, bigger names than yours, Paul Allen and Jeff Bezos, Charles Simoni. Elon Musk has part of his space company headquartered here as well. I know he's kind of spread out along the West Coast. So we are seeing some larger scale projects here. If you looked at the landscape of what's going on in the Puget Sound region, is there a main thrust of this industry?
Yeah, I think it's actually you call it a bow wave. It's a very large thing. If you look at each of these companies, they're doing something different, but they're revolutionizing what they're focused on. You know, if you look at what Blue Origin is trying to do, crewed transportation up into space, and that is really so that we can look at low Earth orbit as a place for humans to expand to and have an economy. Mm-hmm. And that is a really big deal. You know, we are pioneers being Americans, especially here in the Northwest, and we're just carrying on that spirit out into space. And so with the Vulcan Aerospace and with Blue Origin, they're focusing on changing the paradigm around space transportation, which is a key enabler for a broader space economy.
You know, it's fascinating as you describe it. And for, I'm sure, you and your colleagues in this industry, you're very focused on what's going on. And it's, you know, amazing for you. For the rest of us, we might have heard that this is going on. But why do we care about this industry coming of age in the Seattle area?
I think it's true. I think people think of space as something that's out there, something that's in the movie, something that's not tangible to them. When in reality, everything you do in your day is tied to space in some way. I mean, people use Google Maps to go from point A to point B. They look at Google Earth to look at this planet. You know, you use GPS for a whole number of things. You use satellite communications for your TV, for your movies, to do your credit card transactions. That's what's been. Let's talk about where it's going. You know, where satellites are taking this is we're transforming how we look at our planet. And that's really what this small satellite revolution is about. Right now, if you look at Google Earth, it's great. You know, up before that, we had to look at paper maps, National Geographic. They were great. But for the last 10 years, we've had Google Earth. And now we can go on the internet and scroll to any point in the planet. And it's fascinating. But we really are changing to the point is we want now a dynamic Google Earth. Call it Google Earth Live. And what that means is you're going to look at the planet in a whole new way. And you're going to use that in our basic business and infrastructure. Structure and economy to answer questions like how many trees were cut down yesterday on the planet? You know, how much oil was produced last month? How much coal was mined in a country last week?
So in a sense, we are changing a bit how we think about space. It's not like what, although it's cool to know what Pluto is and whether it's a planet and what the magnetic field around it is, space is something much more practical. It's how we live our daily life on this particular planet, Earth.
Yeah, and I think it has been, but it's going to become much more front and center to how people interact with our planet. It's been, like I said, out of sight, out of mind. Whereas going forward, you know, from a social media standpoint, we know everything that's going on about our friends, what they had for dinner, what they thought about it, what Kim Kardashian's doing, but we know nothing about our planet. And suddenly, if we know on a daily basis how much glacial melt did we have, how much illegal fishing went on, who did it, you know, where do those people live? It's about a whole new transparency about our planet that's going to transform our interaction with the planet and with different societies around the world.
Jason, you've been in the industry for 20 years, but clearly this has been your whole life that you've been thinking about aerospace. When you look back on the last two decades, what's been the biggest leap, the most wonderful thing for you to think about?
I think it's how fast change is coming. It's how, as a society, we're using space in new ways. I mean, when I started my business, it was 1999, and I remember sitting in, you know, NASA meetings, and we were talking about space tourism. And people there, NASA engineers, said, never in my lifetime will I see space tourists. Yet 2 years later, you know, we had Dennis Tito on the International Space Station. People have these mental barriers about how fast we're moving, and we're breaking them down. And I think it's happening a lot faster. And I think this decade specifically is super exciting, because if you actually think about it, most of us grew up with this romance about space. And we've minted a lot of, you know, billionaires in the last two decades in the tech revolution. And most of them are geeks and passionate about space. And they are thinking about their legacy, and they're investing major money into this. And it's really that investment that's going to transform what happens to space, how we get there, how fast is it, how routine, how low cost it is. And then how do we use it to put not only society into space and go to other planets, but also our interaction with the planet in a very dynamic, critical time in our history.
That's Jason Andrews, CEO at Space Flight Industries.